Hello and welcome back to the Wellington Sports Podcast. I'm Mr. McCallum, Director of Sport here at Wellington College Hangzhou. And today I have two very, very special guests with me. I have Kola Xu from Year 6 in Wellington College International and Tao Tao Liu from Grade 8 in Hiba. Hello, both.
Hello.
So today we are going to speak about our recent trip to Phuket in Thailand for the Fabisius Swimming 2026 event, which was a fantastic event where we took 17 students from across both of our primary schools and our senior schools across to Phuket in Thailand for a fantastic three-day event at a specialist swim facility. Which was a wonderful time. Now, at this event, we were very, very successful, as we hoped and expected. At the event, we won 34 gold medals, 23 silver and 16 bronze across the 3 days. And on top of that, we broke 19 Fabisia records, which was a fantastic achievement, meaning that our school is leading in many events from across the British schools in Asia. In those specific events, which was a great achievement. And by doing this, we also won the average point championship for the second year in a row, which was a wonderful achievement. On an individual front, we had Emily Xu finishing first at her age group, Tao Tao next to me finishing second in his retrospective age group, and Kola and Richard finishing third across the whole competition, which was a fantastic achievement. So today we're going to have a conversation with two of those individual top three places. And two students who won many, many gold medals across the event and were an outstanding role model for our school at the event. So, Kola, nice to see you. How are you?
I'm good.
So, just to get a little bit more of an understanding about you, what are your best events and what does your sort of current training schedule look like?
I'm better at 50-meter and 100-meter breaststroke, and I train 5 days a week, including one session at school.
Amazing. So a real, real commitment. Now, Tao Tao, you are a little bit older than Kola. So how long have you been swimming for, and what is it about swimming that you love?
I joined the swimming team when I was 10 years old, and I enjoy the buoyancy to hold you up in water and the special loneliness.
Brilliant. That's amazing. And I see the passion in your swimming whenever I talk to you about it. You love the sport so much. So both of you did really, really well at the Fabisia Games, winning lots and lots of golds. Can you remember how many gold medals you won?
Four.
Four for Kola. How many did you win, Tao Tao?
I forgot,
but it was lots, because I remember seeing you on the last day with all your medals around your neck. And so, Kola, what is it about these big events, like the Fabisia Swimming in Phuket, that you enjoy?
Competing with student athletics from different countries allows me to break my personal record. Our Wellington School swimming team is very strong, and I enjoy competing and living with them.
Brilliant. So yeah, exactly. It's not just what's in the pool, is it? When we go away to these competitions, there's a fantastic atmosphere outside the pool as well, where we not only, we play together, we enjoy each other's company, and that's what international trips are about for sure. And Tao Tao, so what do you think the difference is between an average swimmer and a swimmer who breaks records and wins gold medals?
I think the only difference between these two is the swimmers who break the record is more assiduous and persistent.
Brilliant. And how are you more persistent? How are you more committed to swimming than maybe some of those swimmers that aren't achieving what you are at the moment?
I train 7 days a week.
Brilliant. And on top of the training, is there anything else that you do maybe outside the pool that helps you with, you know, breaking those records and winning them gold medals?
Yes, also in the gym, do the strength training.
Brilliant. Okay, so, you know, and that's a real commitment as well and takes more time. So finally, to wrap this episode up, I would just like to know a little bit more about what your ambitions are in swimming. And, you know, where do you see swimming for you in the next 12 months, but maybe could be in the further future as well? Kola, do you want to talk to us about your ambitions?
Yes, my goal for this year is to become a first level athletic. In the future, I can use swimming to apply at good universities and join their swimming teams. And that will help.
Brilliant. I'm sure you will do all that. Tao, what about you? What are your ambitions in swimming?
Mostly my ambition is I intend to use swimming to add credit for university.
Brilliant. And you know, some of the swimming university, especially in the United States, is huge. And I'm sure that with both of you with clear targets and clear plans and the commitment that you have, that I'm sure you will achieve your goals. So that's it for today. A massive thank you to all those 17 students who went to Phuket, Thailand, and represented the school in such a fantastic way. And just a massive thank you to Kola and Tao Tao for joining us today for the Wellington Sports Podcast.